If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Did you know that 9 out of 10 women lack dominance of L. crispatus, which is why many endure ongoing vaginal discomfort? That's why one of my absolute favorite supplement companies, Seed, created VS01 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. After using VS01 for just a couple months, I've noticed a difference. Other products out there often target only symptoms in ways that further disturb the microbiome, which is so important, just like your gut microbiome. VS01 marks a new era in vaginal care with a sustainable approach to address the root cause of imbalances. This is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with minimal impact on your day-to-day life. Shift from harsh reactive treatments to proactive sustainable care with VS01 from Seed. Go to seed.com/heartbreak and use code 25heartbreak to get 25% off. That's 25% off VS01 at seed.com/heartbreak, code 25heartbreak. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today, it is just me. We're doing a solo episode, and we're going to be talking about a topic that I'd say has been touched on in a good amount of listener episodes and expert episodes, but we've never really had a full solo episode on this. And we're talking about emotional limbo. I think it's the more I hear about people's breakups, the more common I think this happens to almost everyone when we're going through breakups. But today we're talking about what to do when you're stuck in a breakup limbo, basically, or in an emotional limbo or emotional purgatory, breakup purgatory, whatever we want to call it. But it's when we're stuck between not in a relationship and not fully broken up, whether that's not actually fully broken up or just not internalized that the breakup has fully happened, which I know if we're hearing this from the outside, it might sound like I'm hinting at someone being delusional in the fact that the breakup has happened, but they haven't fully accepted it yet. I want you to know that if you're in that space and maybe rationally you can see that the breakup has happened, but you're not there yet, that's okay. That's, again, that's very, very common that people go through. So we're going to talk all about that. I'd say this episode is going to be broken down into 2 parts. I'm first going to talk about why I think emotional limbo, especially from the point of the person who's doing the breaking up, is so harmful. And then the second half is going to be more of this, what you can do about it and how you can take back control over something that feels like you have no control over. So that's how we're going to break it down. I've talked about this in other episodes, but on my list someday, and maybe when my kids are in school, but I want to make a course someday about how to effectively end a relationship, just because being on the other side of it, I have just heard it go not well. And I think so many people don't do it maliciously, but just don't really know how to handle it and don't know how to do it in a graceful, respectful way. But in a perfect world, I wish that everybody who ended a relationship was just able to do it in a very black and white way. And even if they had some uncertainty about whether or not to end it, and maybe they thought that someday maybe it could work out, they would just never share that. I wish every breakup was, hey, this isn't working. We need to break up. And I wish as a society we could leave out the terms of maybe someday, who knows what the future holds. Maybe down the road we can reassess. I just need some space. Maybe in 6 months we can talk about it again. Any of those terms, I just need to take some space for me. Again, just anything again that leaves a question mark of maybe sometime in the future. And the reason that is if you're on the other side of a breakup where you're hearing those things, you're going to hang on to any piece of hope that someone gives you. So I think those are the things that are said in passing that the person probably maybe means it, maybe doesn't. And again, we can't really get into do they mean it or do they not? They might mean it. They might say it because they feel like that's the right thing to say because it's not, it's their attempt of letting you down easy. And I don't know, I can see the intention, but it's just, it's not the right thing to do, in my opinion. And then there are cases where I think people are very selfish, where they will say, I need space. I can't be in this relationship right now, but I don't want to lose you. I still want you in my life. I'd love to remain friends, those things. So I think there are things that people say in passing and don't necessarily mean. And then there are things that people really do say intentionally and don't realize how harmful that can be. And it leaves people in this emotional limbo. And what happens when you're in that emotional limbo is you don't have the security of being in a relationship with that person anymore, but you don't know what that means moving forward. So let's say someone says, oh, I can't be in a relationship with you, but I really don't want to lose you. Okay, so what does this mean? Do we still talk every day? It produces so many question marks and so much gray area that it will, and it effectively does is it puts the other person in complete control, which is not fair, and it's not a safe place to exist if you're on the other side of it. So someone says, I can't be in a relationship with you, but I really want you in my life. And who knows what the future holds, but just right now, I can't be in a committed relationship with you. So someone says that to you. Next day, what do you do? Do you reach out to them? Do you make plans with them? And because you don't know what to do, you just end up allowing them to take the lead. So you will wait around to hear from them. If they reach out to you, you'll reply back right away. But when you want to reach out to them, you'll think, is this too much? I don't know where we stand. I don't know what the standard of communication is. Because when you're in a relationship, you know you can reach out to the person anytime. When you're dating someone in the beginning, it's a little more uncertain. And when you're broken up, ideally, you don't reach out to them at all. But when you're in this limbo, there's no rules and there's no standards. So you just don't know. And if you're in that limbo, I will assume most of you want to get out of that limbo and back into the relationship. So you don't want to push it. And that, I get anxiety just thinking about that, of the uncertainty of do I reach out? Do I not? Do I make plans with them? Do I not? So you're going through all of that of not knowing how to operate. You don't want to do the thing that you would do if you were fully broken up, which is fully dedicate yourself to making plans with friends, booking solo travel, whatever that looks like. You're not doing that because you don't want to be the one that gives up, quote unquote, gives up. I'm going to put that in air quotes. But you also aren't in the stage where you can just like be with them 100%. So again, your plans are on hold. Your communication is full of anxiety and question marks. I mean, dating is definitely out of the question because it would feel like you were cheating on the person because they didn't fully let you off the hook. So again, if you can identify with anything that I'm saying, you know what it feels like to be in an emotional limbo. It is torture. It prevents or it presents so much anxiety. And if you think about it, I did an Instagram video on this at one point, but relationships are such a big part of your life. It's not like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get Thai food or sushi this weekend. It's not that kind of indecision of, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. A relationship is such a huge pillar of your life. Even if, you know, you do have a healthy independence in your life, it's such a big part of your life to leave it up to someone else to dictate your next moves and to dictate how you're able to operate. It's not healthy, I will say. And if we think about it, going back to the Instagram video I made, I compared it to career. Like the only other thing I can compare it to that's a huge part of your life is your career. So if you went and interviewed at a job and they said, you know, we might want you for this job, but we don't know yet. And we don't really know when we'll know. And I don't know when we're going to tell you, but we want you to be a part of this job at some point, maybe, but we don't know. You would not wait around. You would go interview other places. You would say, I can't have my like financial security, my career tied up in this thing that's uncertain. But we so often do that in relationships and we just don't realize it. And I know why we do it. I've fallen victim to that where, of course, you want to make it work with that person. And so you don't want to be the one that it's like we're playing a game of chicken. You don't want to be the one that cuts off first because you don't want it to ultimately be your fault that you're heartbroken. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know that when I'm navigating a tough chapter in life, my self-care practices tend to go out the window. And unfortunately, I've learned the hard way that a hard time is exactly when I need to make sure I'm sticking to my self-care non-negotiables. Whether it's journaling, reaching out to friends, moving your body, or attending therapy, you deserve to take time for yourself, even when it feels like everything around you is a struggle. I love that therapy allows me to set aside time for me and forces me to focus on what I'm going through and myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. You know, after going through a breakup, your photos need to be replaced and memory lane can feel like a scary place to walk down. But don't forget that you still have so many people in your life who love you and so many memories that don't involve your ex. And Artifact Uprising is here to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. I have been an Artifact Uprising customer for years now, and I love that they have such high quality prints and beautiful books that are great for putting up in my home or giving as gifts. Just recently, I made a photo book with photos of my three boys from this year. But what I also made, which I highly recommend all of you do, is I made a book with photos of just my best girlfriends, which I now have on my coffee table. It's such a great way for me to see all of my favorite memories with the women in my life who are my rocks. So whether you want to put up some new photos with friends and family around your house, or you want to put together a book as a thank you for the people who are holding you up during this tough time, Artifact Uprising is the place to do it. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Heal Your Heartbreak listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code HEARTBREAK through December 31st. Hormones are the last thing you want to be dealing with as you're going through a breakup, but they can also be hard to ignore, especially during the time of the month. This is why I love recommending Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, which has truly become a phenomenon trusted by over 2.2 million customers, and a bottle is sold every 24 seconds. I started taking Hormone Harmony to help balance my hormones after going through 2 pregnancies in 2.5 years, and I've continued to take it because it's made such a difference in my PMS with bloating, irritation, anxiety, and all the other not so fun symptoms that tend to pop up. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
So that's my whole rant on why I think it is so damaging. And I've seen people in these limbos for a really, really long time. And they might feel like they're breaking away from that person. And then they get a text or they get a call and they're just kind of snapped right back into that. And they're almost saving themselves for this person that never gave them any sort of parameters on. This is why I don't like breaks. It's very similar to a break. Whenever you say we're going on a break, the person who was not initiating it is automatically in an emotional limbo. And that's why I say if you're going to take a break, it has to have very clearly defined objectives, very clearly defined time boundaries, where it's, okay, we're going to take 3 weeks. We are not going to talk. We're each going to go to therapy 2 times a week during this. And after 3 weeks, we are sitting down and talking. That's a break that I could get behind. But most of the time what it is let's just take a break. And there's nothing there. So the other person's just sitting thinking, how long is this break gonna last? Do I reach out to them? Do I not? It's just torture. Now let's talk about if you are on the receiving end of, if you're in limbo, if you're put in limbo by someone else. And again, it could be intentionally put by someone else or unintentionally, or it could just be something where you're just not letting go, but you're still in limbo where someone did probably pretty clearly break up with you, but you just haven't allowed yourself to let go. So yes, I don't agree with what someone does when they don't fully let someone go. I've said that. However, if you're in that position, too bad, so sad, we can't really change. You can't wait for them to let you go. Once you're in that position, it then falls on you. Again, and I don't want a victim blame in any way, but it does fall on you. If you've given total control of your emotional well-being and your emotional security and all of those things to another person, you have to be the one that takes it back. You have to be the one that fully shuts the door. If someone leaves the door open, you have to shut it. You have to be the one that says, hey, I appreciate that you said that you still want me in your life, but I'm not available for that. I'm not available for maybe a quasi-friendship, maybe getting back together. You can say, I still want to be with you. I think that's something we mistake a lot of the time. And we don't want to look quote unquote desperate or clingy, but you are allowed to state your full intentions. You have nothing to lose at this point. Say, hey, my choice is I want to be with you, a fully committed relationship with you. I'm willing to do what it takes to work on this together. But if that's not on the table for you, I'm taking myself off the table. I'm not available for friends with benefits. I'm not available for being your support buddy. I'm not available for whatever that looks like. You either need to be in or out. And it might feel like you don't have the power to do that, again, because you did kind of hand over your power to the other person, but you do. You fully have that within your power to step away if things are not working for you. And even if it feels like it's working, and this is why it might feel like it's working even though it's not. It feels good to have hope. It does. It feels really good to have hope. It feels good not to have to address the grief of going through a breakup. It feels much better to put your eggs in the basket of, oh, okay, this things might change in the future and hang on to that hope than it does to be like, okay, I got to address the breakup. So I get why people focus on that, but all you're doing, and I have a lot of episodes on hanging on to hope, accepting the breakup. You have to be able to do that because otherwise all you're doing is delaying the inevitable of you're going to have to process this breakup at some point. Are you going to do it now? Or are you going to do it 6 months from now when maybe your ex has kind of jerked you around a little bit more? I don't know. I don't think you want to put it out there that you're available for that. Because if you're someone who does want a long-term committed relationship, which I would venture to guess most of you want that, if you're just hanging around, you're allowing yourself to be breadcrumbed in a lot of ways. And again, while I don't think it's right that someone put you in that position or put you in limbo or stuck you in that purgatory, it then becomes your choice to get out of that. And the way to get out of that is to, again, be very explicit about your intentions of what you would like. And if the person is not able to match what you want and deserve, then it is your responsibility to set the boundary and stick to the boundary. No contact. You do not answer the phone if they call. You can say, if you are serious about wanting to get back together, you can contact me. Otherwise, I'm not available for this. And not only are you telling them that you're not available for this and you're removing yourself from the emotional limbo, you are also declaring more universally that you will not stand for people who cannot give you what you deserve. And you are much more likely, the more you are able to cut those kind of people out, the more likely you are to be open to a person who has no other intention except to be in a long-term committed relationship with you. So again, being in emotional limbo is very torturous. It's anxiety inducing. I know so many people who live for months and months and months in a lot of stress and anxiety because they don't know where they stand in the relationship department. You are allowed to know where you stand in the relationship department. This will also apply to someone who, if you've been with someone for 4 months and you can't get a definition of the relationship, that's also emotional limbo. No one deserves to exist in emotional limbo when it comes to their relationship. So then becomes your responsibility to have the hard conversations. And I know a lot of the time we don't want to have the hard conversations because we don't want the answer, because we know that the answer is going to be no or not what we want. But you do have to have those, because by ignoring it, you're not going to make it go away. You're just kicking the can down the road. It's just going to get more and more painful the longer that you stay in that. So you have to have the hard conversations. And if the conversation doesn't go the way that you want it, then it's on you to set those boundaries. And I know this might feel heavy on some of you, but it's heavy in the fact of you get your power back, which that's what we want. You don't want someone else to hold the power in any sort of relationship, even if it is a committed relationship, but especially if it's not a committed relationship and you just feel stuck to this person. So this is something I do feel very strongly about, because it's being in a relationship has its own challenges. Going through a breakup is extremely hard, but I think the limbo is one of the hardest places to be, because you're not in either, and you can't really heal through emotional limbo. You have to allow yourself to fall into the breakup category to be able to heal, but to just keep yourself stuck in that, there's not really a way out. So yeah, that's why I think it's such an important topic. And I hope all of you know that you deserve a lot more, and there are much better situations out there. So hopefully this hits the right audience and you're able to have those hard conversations. And even if you don't feel like you deserve to, I hope you can do it anyway and allow your actions to change your thoughts and feelings about yourself, instead of just sticking to what feels comfortable, but ultimately more harmful. So I'll see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.